Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Art of Tuning In podcast. It's great to have you here. And today we're going to talk about why it's so hard sometimes to get started doing things, especially things that are really good for us, especially things that are going to actually transform our energy. And when we do start them, why we tend to kind of fall off the wagon. And I'm hoping that this episode will inspire you if you need inspiration and also give you maybe a clear path to get going with the things that are really good for you in your life. If you've never been here before and you're new to my podcast, welcome. My name is Maria. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm a spiritual intuitive, a physician of Chinese medicine. I specialize in medical Qigong, and my greatest joy is working with people who desire a high vibrational approach to their well-being. And I thank you for joining me. And if you've been here for a while, you know I appreciate you here so much. I always begin this podcast with just tuning in with a breath. The reason why is because this is part of that consistency of well-being, of checking in with ourselves, of being present, of empowerment. And the more that we can take a deep breath and then let the exhale out nice and long, the more we reset our nervous system, the more we become present in the moment. So if you'll do that with me, if you're driving, of course, please don't close your eyes. And even if you're cutting vegetables or you're making a list, whatever it is, just breathe while you're doing it. Take a nice long inhale through your nose and an even longer exhale out your mouth and just let everything go. And do that as many times as is comfortable for you. Again, it calms your heart rate, it brings you into the present moment, and it's just phenomenal for getting us in tune with who we are. Thank you for joining me in that. And before we jump into today's topic, I wanted to just make a quick announcement that I'm going to be doing some live online workshops in grounding and de-stressing and tuning into ourselves. And of course, all of the exercises and the understandings are rooted in my training of medical Qigong. So it's a very participatory workshop. It's a fully experiential workshop, meaning that you will definitely experience the exercises and experience the shift of energy in your body. And if this is something that you are interested in, please go to theartoftuningin.com/workshop info. Again, that's theartoftuningin.com/workshop info. And you will go to that page and you'll put in your email and you'll sign up to be on my newsletter list. And from that newsletter list, we'll be announcing when these workshops will take place and all of the information for them. So if that's something that is of interest to you, I would love to have you join us. These workshops will be for beginners. And if you have never had any Qigong, or if you're new to Qigong, or if you've done a little bit of Qigong, but you want to go a little bit more in depth and really understand foundations, these workshops will be a great place for you to jump in, and I really look forward to meeting you. So hands down, when I send out a survey in my membership or I speak to private clients about what it is that they're struggling with and things that they'd like to change, consistency and beginning a good routine for their health or their well-being or their mindset, you know, their emotions always comes up in some part of the conversation or some part of the survey. I understand it. I've struggled with it myself, even though I love Qigong and I love meditation. I love all those things. It doesn't mean that it's easy to stay consistent with it. One of the biggest things that I tell people is to find people who inspire them and to listen to them often, to begin their day by listening to something inspiring. In fact, I was just speaking to a colleague the other day, and I shared with her that every single day, I listen to at least one person who inspires me. Now, that could be I listen for 5 minutes just to, you know, maybe a podcast or a class that's, you know, online. If I don't have that, I'll read something that is inspiring to me or that is spiritual in nature that helps me tune in and ground. And I do this because I'm just like everybody else, where I get distracted, I get overwhelmed, I get stressed out, get really worried about things. And I use these tools of being guided by other inspirational people who are speaking about things that are in alignment, things that help me feel good, things that remind me how powerful I am, things that remind me that I am responsible for my own joy. And I use these tools because I know how distracted I can get. And this is something that I wanted to bring up. One of the reasons why we don't stay consistent with things is because we get distracted. It's because we allow what's happening in the world, what's happening in our personal life, to literally distract us from ourselves. And when I say distract us from ourselves, I mean distract us from tuning in to our own alignment, to our own empowerment. It's just about being present. It's about remembering, am I looking outside of myself right now, or am I looking inside? For some people, looking inside, being aligned with who they are, is new for you. If this is a new practice for you, if this is something that you're not quite confident about, then you slowly learn practices, and the meditation can certainly help. Qigong can certainly help. Yoga can certainly help. Tai Chi can certainly help. All kinds of spiritual practice can help you to be quiet, be centered, and start to learn how you hear, how you feel, how you know, how you see, right? All of your intuitive knowings that come up for you specifically. It'll be different for everybody. And how you listen and how you receive. When we receive and listen, that's a very different energy than when we're just putting out information, or even when we're asking for a problem to be solved. In Qigong and Chinese medicine, we always have the yin and the yang. And the yin is the receptive energy, and the yang is the more active energy. So for example, when we're praying or we're asking for something or we're trying to solve a problem, all of that is action-oriented. That's in the yang. It's very forward-moving. It's in front of us. It's proactive. When we're learning to go within, when we're learning to align our energy, when we're learning to tune in, right? The art of tuning in, everything that I believe in. That is a yin energy. That is a receptive energy. We're in the art of receiving. Those two actions are very, very different. And I bring this up because when we get distracted in our life, we're in the yang. We're in that forward, outward, everything's pulling us energy. It's very action-oriented. If we want to change habits or be able to support our health more, support our well-being more, support our emotional state more, support our spiritual growth more, we just need to be aware and learn to move into the receiving side, move into the yin side, move into the receptive mode. And they're two completely different frequencies. I was listening to a great masterclass, if you are part of masterclass. Bob Iger, who is a former CEO of the Walt Disney Company, has a wonderful class in there in the business section. And he was just talking about how he begins his day. Of course, here I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, and if you can watch that class, I definitely would. And he mentions, you know, how much energy his job entails. And he's learned over the years, he says, to take care of himself and support that energy so that he has the energy to give, basically, right, is what he says. And one of the things that he does is he wakes up very early, but he does not wake up and look at his phone or look at his email. And I've thought about this so many times since I've seen this masterclass with him, because it's inspired me to remind me to not wake up and look at my phone and email. And he says, because, you know, he finds that it can be mood altering. And I love that, that if he wakes up right away and he looks at his phone or he looks at his email, it changes his state, right? He says mood altering. And I'm just expanding upon that and saying it changes your state. And that's part of getting distracted, especially in this last year with everything with COVID-19 and elections and all kinds of things that we were through. I found that I was looking at my phone more and more and more. And in the morning when I woke up, I was getting up and I was turning on the phone and I was looking at the news and I was looking at my emails. And I noticed that I started to separate more and more from that morning time of tuning into myself and really aligning my energy for the day. And the rest of my day, of course, changed as well because I didn't have that morning alignment. When I heard Bob Iger say these words of a mood altering, it was like a light bulb went off and I said, of course it is. What am I doing? I know better than this. So I bring this up because there are things that we do in our life, and whether it's checking your phone, checking your email, or I don't know what it is for you, but whatever our habits are when we first wake up, they truly set the tone for the day. And being quiet in those morning hours, a time where energy is starting to stir, and it's a time of real alignment. Whether you love to work out at that time, whether you love to meditate at that time, whether you love to journal at that time, whether you love to just go for a walk or just stand in front of a tree or a plant. It was something I shared with members was, you know, when you're going through some really tough times, some depressive times, emotional times, you're not feeling well, you're depleted in energy. If you can get up in the morning and get near something green, a plant, a tree, the grass, and you can just be close to that and breathe with that plant, breathe with that tree, breathe with the grass. You know, if you're able to go outside, otherwise, you know, have some beautiful house plants. If you're able to just breathe with that living, beautiful exchange giving energy relationship of that plant, that tree, that grass, you'll actually begin to shift your frequency. You'll begin to shift your vibration. Shifting our vibration is what is needed on a regular basis. So when people say to me, I can't be consistent or I'm not consistent, what happens is that they start to go into this guilt mode. Guilt begins to take over, and now that's where their energy is. Now they're in the guilt of actually not doing the things that they feel like they should do. And so the first thing I always ask people is, well, you need to figure out what it is you really believe that you want to do. Because it might be that you think you should do something because culturally somebody told you you should, or you were scared into something thinking, oh, I should do this or this will happen. And so it's really important to figure out what it is you want to do. And what I really want to leave you with today is that it really is about the small steps that we take. Sometimes when we look at things as a new goal or a new task or a new, you know, something new I'm going to do in my life every single day and I'm on a new track. I mean, you can just feel that energy, right? It is exciting, but it also can be very exhausting if you're really not behind it. It can burn out bright is really what I mean. And when we're talking about doing things consistently for ourselves, we don't want to burn out bright. We want to create a plan for ourselves where there are small steps. And this is what I really, really want you to hear, is that whatever those small steps are, it's enough. The other thing that constantly comes up is that I'm not doing enough. I could be doing more. I should be doing more. It's so not true. It's everything. It's the fact of small steps. And one of the steps that I just wanted to point out today for everyone is that we do get distracted. And taking the steps to ease and be aware of the distractions in our life is a huge step towards transforming our energy. It's a huge step towards self-care. Because if we're constantly distracted, again, our energy is in that yang state. It's constantly active. It's constantly being expended. We're using it. It's being pulled from us. We're pulling our focus. And then we can never expect ourselves to be able to tune in and be able to align our energy. And so we lose a lot of chi. We lose energy. So the first thing is really just being aware. Are you willing, for example, to not check your phone and take the time for yourself, right? That's just one example. Are you willing to do that? Those are the things that you need to find out in your life, what you're willing and wanting to do. When we really break things down like that, I think it becomes much easier. We don't want to pile more into our already very busy life. What we want to do is start to eliminate what's not needed and replace it with energy-giving activities, with energy, with things that bring us joy. Joy is so underrated in our culture. Joyful energy is the most elevating, inspiring, and giving and nourishing energy that we can have. Joy recharges our own batteries. So whatever in your life that is not bringing you joy, it is the best exercise to go through and look and see what you can let go of. That alone will nourish your energy. So being aware, taking the time, understanding that every little step that you do amounts to really, really big things. In another episode, I shared that inside the membership, we have a section where we can set a monthly goal. In this goal setting section, I specifically state that our goal is one goal, not 10 different goals, not as many things as we can fit in the month, but one goal. And if you're able to change and shift and bring in one new thing every month, by the end of the year, you've shifted, changed, brought in, experienced 12 new things in your life. And some people may say, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. But if you're not changing anything in your life, 12 new things is huge. In 2 years, you've done 24. It just continues to build upon itself and it becomes easier and easier. And you begin to shift the frequency of your life. It's not about the length of time or how much you do or how many things you can fit in. It's about the small things. And really, on top of everything, it's about being aware. I hope that this brought a new insight for you, and I hope it's inspiring. I thank you again for being here. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week of small changes and shifts in your life that bring you greater joy. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.